Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop there.
Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Thursday, the new Friday, January 18th. And today's pod is the best one yet. Jack, this is just feeling like a T-boy, man.
Nick and I are serving up the top three pop business news stories you need to know today.
By the way, Jack, you didn't say that I was glowing today. I was kind of hoping you'd think I was glowing.
I just finished complimenting your hair. Why are you glowing?
Because I got a facial last night, man.
I've only gotten two facials in my life. They hurt. They really hurt. I can't believe all the stuff stuck in my pores.
I mean, she went to town on my left chin. I'm still working on this thing, man.
You do look great. Skin health is important.
You are already looking dewier than a cantaloupe, Jack. So first story for today's show. What do we got, man?
For our first story, a brand new birth control for men just raised big VC money. It's called Plan A.
Plan A's greatest innovation isn't just the pill for dudes. It may be the name.
For our second story, JPMorgan Chase just revealed that they get cyber attacked 45 billion times a day.
Okay, when Jack and I heard 45 billion every day, we had to jump in T-boy style. We had to.
For our third and final story, it's WhatsApp. WhatsApp is the fastest growing messaging app in America.
Because WhatsApp is uniting an America divided by iMessage and Android.
But besties, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories.
I mean, what a mix of stories, Jack. Love the mix today. Great mix.
But Nick, would you give out your personal phone number
to the entire company?
Because the CEO of Adidas just did that.
Get this, Yetis. Adidas' CEO literally handed out his digits like he's dating.
This story is about Bjorn Gooden, the CEO of Adidas, who shared his personal cell phone with all 60,000 employees of Adidas.
How you like them apples? Jack, can you whip out your phone? How many contacts you got in there, man?
I just checked. I have 1,000 contacts in my iPhone.
Bjorn Gooden just added 60,000 contacts to his cell phone.
That's right. All 60,000 employees of Adidas now have the CEO's personal phone number.
60,000 contacts. Jack, can you sprinkle on some context for us, please, over there?
Yeah, last year, Adidas had a rough year. The company lost $800 million.
It was the Kanye drama, it hurt Adidas sales, and now the CEO wants to show employees that he's listening.
He did it to boost morale according to Fortune magazine.
But Jack, I gotta ask the question for you over here. Did those 60,000 employees contact their CEO now that they got his number?
Yeah, Nick, they did. According to the CEO of Adidas, he gets 200 calls every week from random workers at the company.
Holy Stan Smith, 200 calls a week, Jack. Are you kidding me?
They're probably like, hey, Bjorn, can I get a soda machine on the third floor near the factory?
Bjorn, I got an idea for our logo. What if we add a fourth stripe?
Hear me out.
Hey, Bjorn, just saying hi.
Hey, Bjorn. You look fantastic today.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies considering sharing their numbers with the entire company?
Just do it. You see what we did there?
Hold on one sec, Jack. I got to make a quick phone call before we kick off the show.
Is that Bjorn?
Bjorn, it's Nick and Jack.
Tell him I love his shoes.
Jack loves your shoes. Can we hit our three stories? He says we can hit our three stories, Jack.
Ach, yeah. That's a nish-nish.
Mach Schnell. Let's do it, Jack.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in a dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Next Life Sciences just raised money for a brand new male birth control.
It's the dude pill.
It's the dude pill.
But the most important part of this product may actually be its name.
I'm sorry, Jack. You know who I hope is listening right now? Guy Raz from How I Built This, because he's going to love this founder story.
Okay, L.R. Fox is the founder of Next Life, which is the subject of this story, and he has a great founder story.
Okay, his founder story is that he grew up in the foster care system, right, Jack?
Yeah, and here's what he said about growing up in the foster care system.
Okay, this founder said that he saw firsthand the devastating consequences of what happens when people aren't able to choose if and when to have a child.
Wow, that's some emotional motivation to start a company.
Jack, is not slide one of the pitch deck for this company. I mean, I don't know what's going on then, man.
But he's got some market motivation too because of these numbers.
Hey, Andreessen Horowitz, what do you think of that founder statement?
Besties, according to the United Nations, there's 121 million unintended pregnancies that happen every year globally.
So he founded a science company to help prevent unwanted births with a new form of contraception.
Here's the key. Male contraception.
Yetis, we are talking about the dude pill.
The dude pill takes the burden of contraception off of Annie and shifts it to Andrew.
And here's the news. Jack, what do we got?
His company, Next Life, just raised $2.5 million to bring their product, Plan A, to market.
And now, Yetis, this is a small fundraise compared to the others we've covered on the show, but this is a huge innovation, so we wanted to jump in T-Boy style.
Plan A is the name of the product, and it created a non-surgical alternative to a vasectomy.
Jack, can we say this is a vasectomy in a shot?
You can do that. It's non-hormonal, it's reversible, and it's long-lasting male birth control.
And now the key for any biotech company is the technology, right, Jack?
They say they've developed a proprietary substance. It's like a gel that, when injected, will filter out sperm.
And this isn't a daily kind of a thing. Like, if you get this injection, this will last for 10 years.
That's right. If you get Plan A when you're 18, you won't have a baby until you're 28.
But let's say you're 23, you start getting a little baby fever. You can actually turn this thing off.
Yeah, you can go to the clinic and get an easy reversal of Plan A.
But Yetis, Jack and I should point out, this new dude pill hasn't been approved yet.
This new fundraise is going to pay for clinical trials, which are the next step. And only after that do they apply for FDA approval.
Oh, we also should point out this new dude pill isn't the first dude pill.
Contraline is a company with a similar product, and they're already in clinical trials.
But the way Jack and I see it, Plan A's competitive advantage and their other big innovation may actually be
the name.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who invented a male contraceptive over at Plan A?
An entire marketing message can fit in a name.
Yeah, it is a little marketing 201 here. There are three stages in a great marketing message.
First, the company has to pique a consumer's interest.
Here we are.
Then the company has to educate the consumer.
What we are.
And finally, the company has to convert them into a customer.
How you get us.
That's why Plan A is such a brilliant name. Plan A, the name, does two out of those three things.
First, the plan A catches your attention, and then the plan A communicates that it's superior to the plan B pill.
Plan A. It says so much.
On the other hand, most drug names are the opposite of marketing. They confuse.
Viagra, Lipitor, Prilosec.
What's going on there?
They raise more questions than answers.
I mean, do you have to know Latin to understand what these things do, Jack?
Plan A's name handles two of the three keys to a great marketing message.
Drug names are horrible, but this one, it's incredibly helpful.
Because an entire marketing message is in that name.
For our second story, JP Morgan Chase just announced something that it impressed us and it scared us.
That bank gets attacked by hackers 45 billion times per day.
Yes, that is right. Jack said billion, and we will explain. But first, Jack, one sec. Looking for it. Have you seen it? I'm missing it.
What?
I can't find. Have you seen our invite to Davos? Because it doesn't look like we got invited again, man. I don't know what's going on.
Son of a gun.
And yet he's right now. The World Economic Forum is happening in Davos, Switzerland.
If you have a private jet and you didn't go to Davos, why do you have a private jet?
Yetis, heads of state are there, CEOs are there, almost trillionaires are there.
The big shots at Davos are talking about global issues like climate change and artificial intelligence from the comfort of their fully heated ski chalet.
Jack, grab your Gucci loafers and whip out your Amex card. Yetis, America's largest bank, JP Morgan Chase, they always have a big presence at the Davos event.
It's the event Jamie Dimon looks forward to most every year.
Nothing Jamie likes more than going to Davos and just ripping on Bitcoin.
But the real headliner this week was Mary Erdos, JP Morgan's head of asset and wealth management, who also spoke at a JP Morgan event.
Now, Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about Davos this year. Mary Erdos of JP Morgan announced two very interesting things.
One thing was very comforting. The other was not.
No, it was not. So, Jack, let's start with the first comforting thing. What was that exactly?
She announced that JP Morgan has 62,000 tech workers on the payroll.
Jack, can we sprinkle on some more technical context, please?
That's a lot of tech workers. That's 60,000 more techies than OpenAI has.
JP Morgan has 60,000 more techies than ChatGPT does.
And their job is to protect the bank's computers and digital systems from hackers.
Their job is to be the digital equivalent of a vault and keep your money safe.
That makes me feel safe. That's nice.
I'm feeling great right now. What can we do to just make me feel worse, Jack?
Here's the not so comforting shocker that they also announced.
JP Morgan Chase suffers 45 billion cyber attacks a day.
She had to repeat it, so we're going to repeat it too. Not million, 45 billion cyber attacks.
Not per year, per day.
Nick and I crunched the numbers. JP Morgan gets hacked 500,000 times per second.
Jack, they just got hacked a million times. They just got hacked another million times.
It must be like automated hackings from automated bots.
Jack, while you said that, that was 2 million hacks at JP Morgan, no joke.
Now, JP Morgan Chase did correct and say that it's not quite as many hack attempts as Mary Erdos said this week.
But it is billions, and it is a crazy number, Yetis.
And JP Morgan did confirm they have 62,000 techies on the payroll protecting their bank from hackers.
So sit down, stand up, and grab your VPN. Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at JP Morgan Chase?
We are all paying a cyber attack tax.
Yeah, guess what? The huge number of cyber attacks on JP Morgan, it's only being amplified by artificial intelligence right now.
She said that the hackers are smarter, savvier, quicker, more devious, more mischievous, thanks to AI.
Well, JP Morgan, they have the resources to protect themselves. They splurged $15 billion on technology last year.
But unfortunately, we end up paying for that, as JP Morgan passes those costs on to us in the form of fees or higher interest rates.
Yeah, the overdraft fee, the fee, they're using that money to pay for all those techies.
So the top priority of all those leaders in Davos right now is to create AI safeguards.
They're trying to add a sheriff to the wild west of AI.
So that the bank can stop spending so much money on its digital vault.
Which ultimately will lead to lower fees for us.
Until then, we're all paying the cyber attack tax.
And another million attacks.
It's actually billion, not million. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally finally getting something off your chest.
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yeah, these bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you. Because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/tboy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tboy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For our third and final story, the fastest growing message app in America, it's WhatsApp.
WhatsApp is surging because messaging is beating scrolling.
Jag, if we're going to talk about this story, we got to talk about that friend that everyone has.
They studied abroad in Brussels. They came back with an accent. They were eating croissants, drinking tea, and using WhatsApp.
We get it. You love the numéro.
WhatsApp, yeah, it is. It's the privacy-focused direct messaging app.
In fact, WhatsApp is the most popular messaging app outside of the United States in the entire world.
It's founded by a couple former Yahoo employees, and it was acquired by Facebook in 2014 for then a shocking $19 billion.
But according to some fascinating research by Alex Kantrowitz, WhatsApp is suddenly booming in the United States.
It's been a joke in the U.S. for years. But it suddenly got main character energy over here.
This is a big app energy situation, Jack.
And here's the data. WhatsApp daily users in the U.S. jumped 9% last year.
Here's the shocker. A majority of WhatsApp users in America are iPhone users.
Because Apple insisted that Android messages show up as green in your iMessage app.
We've all dealt with the blue-green messaging drama, haven't we, Jack?
But it's more than just that. When your Android buddy tries to thumbs up your text in your group chat, they can't do it because they have an Android. It's frustrating.
Well, iPhone users are annoyed by that incompatibility, so they've ditched iMessage for WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. It's uniting an America that's divided into iPhone and Android.
And an America divided by messages cannot stand, Jack.
Besties, Nick and I went deeper. We found that there are three types of users driving WhatsApp's surge in the US.
Okay, Yetis, the first big WhatsApp user is now parents.
Parents are switching from email chains to WhatsApp groups.
Parents are sick of the 42 email long thread coordinating a playground party. So they're using WhatsApp as a group instead.
The second group is travelers.
Because a record number of Americans traveled abroad last year.
And while they were abroad, they learned the only way to message your tour guide in Mykonos is through WhatsApp.
Hey, Giorgio, how many euros was that again?
And the third group of new WhatsApp users is businesses.
Businesses. Yeah, it is the number of businesses on WhatsApp. It doubled last year. Oh, and it doubled the year before that, too.
Because you'd rather that Resy confirm your reservation in one place, WhatsApp, than on both your email and text, which gets really cumbersome.
Yeah, he's added all up, and parents and travelers and businesses are creating a network effect that's driving WhatsApp in America.
And that's why WhatsApp is now as American as Fahrenheit.
It is a deep-fried, double-stuffed, supersized American WhatsApp.
Ich bin ein WhatsApper.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at WhatsApp?
Messaging is eating up social media.
All right, Yetis, trivia. What is the fastest growing part of Instagram?
Is it the pics, the video posts, the live videos, the reels?
No, the fastest growing part of Instagram is direct messages. It's DMs.
DMs are the least public part of Instagram, but they're the fastest growing feature.
Because these days, sharing doesn't happen in your feed. Sharing happens in your inbox.
Meanwhile, Facebook's growth has stalled too. But WhatsApp's growth is popping off.
Instead of sharing publicly with everyone, you're sharing privately with one.
One person, one group of your friends, or one group that you're in from college.
Besties, it's kind of ironic because messaging is the exact opposite of social media.
But messaging is eating social media.
And WhatsApp's rise proves it. Bjorn, Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the new Friday?
Next Life just raised big money to bring their Plan A male contraception product to market.
Plan A, one name can be an entire marketing message.
For our second story, it's JPMorgan Chase. They said that hackers try to hack them an ungodly amount every single day.
And that is why we all pay the cyber attack tax. And we pay it in fees.
And our third and final story is WhatsApp. It's the fastest growing way that people message each other in the United States.
Social media is getting eaten up by messaging apps.
But besties, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, Apple just became the top-selling cell phone maker in the entire world.
They're the most valuable cell phone maker since years ago, but now they sell more phones than even Samsung.
And second, for the second straight year, China's population declined.
That's a big threat to their economy, which needs more consumer spending, not less.
And finally, Costco is cracking down on card sharing. Costco will now scan you and your card like it's a ski chairlift.
You gotta scan your card, and then someone's gonna compare the picture on the account to your face.
Jack, they're going full TSA on us. Laptops out, shoes off.
Now, this is just a test, but if you get caught with someone else's card, you're going to Costco jail.
First it was Netflix, now it's Costco.
The crackdown is real.
Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Chris Harp from lovely Austin, Texas.
Turns out there's a huge difference in the amount of peanut butter consumed by different cultures.
Yeah, get this. In Europe, the average European eats 1 tablespoon of peanut butter for an entire year.
The average American, on the other hand, eats 30 times that.
Yeah, the average American eats 30 tablespoons of peanut butter a year.
That's 3 pounds.
I think it was like my last week, Jack.
My son, Wilder, eats 3 pounds every 3 days, by the way.
So yeah, it is. If you are hanging out with someone from France, better yet, if you are WhatsApping with someone from France, ask them this right now.
Skippy or Jif?
Je ne sais quoi. Trick question. The answer is Skippy's.
Disagree. I like the peanut butter that's wicked oily. You gotta mix it up.
I like the peanut butter that's wicked processed, Jack.
Yeah, apparently you do. With added cane sugar.
It's good for the soul. Yeah, it is. You look
is it?
Fantastic. Yetis, you look fantastic for the new Friday. And remember, whatever you're doing today, however bad you may feel, just remember JP Morgan just got hacked a million times while we said that.
If you want more of the show every day, follow or subscribe, and Nick and I will have the best one yet tomorrow.
And that's 2 million more right there, Jack.
Nick and I, we'll see you there.
Make it 3. Before we go, a happy 13th birthday to Mira Ashwin, who's celebrating on her way to school in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
And a big happy birthday to Kunal Devi, who wants an iPhone 15 for his birthday. Don't we all? He's down in Bakersville, California, celebrating.
And Emily Osborne, the music teaching legend, is celebrating a birthday in lovely Lodi, California.
And happy birthday to Devin M. Young, who's on a photo shoot getting pictures taken of that birthday boy in Thomasville, North Carolina.
Devin, you're looking fantastic over there.
And happy birthday to Christian Escobar, who's celebrating in Dallas in his brand spanking new stainless steel, gigantic, four-wheel drive, fully electric Cybertruck.
Jack, I think I can see it from here.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Netflix. Nick and I both own stock of Apple, and we both own 1 Bitcoin. You look handsome. Your hair? I don't know how you get it to like poof up like that. Why doesn't gravity impact your hair like it impacts
me? I wish I could control
it. It looks like you're in a zero gravity environment.
It's like engineering infrastructure in there.
It is.
Balsa wood.
Balsa wood. That's the softest wood.
Yeah. Great. It seems to be predominantly used for school projects.
Agreed. I built like a little bridge with balsa wood.
What's your big balsa wood market? Well, honestly, it's third grade science classes. Numbers are up this quarter thanks to the big school projects.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.